still missing and not heard from. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Four Americans kidnapped in Mexico.
Now I guess we're going to have to wait to see what the kidnappers want. If there's a demand for ransom, I don't think they're struggling for money. The cartels aren't struggling for money.
Congressman Troy Nails and other Republicans want the U.S. to do more to target and stop drug cartels. The attack on the Americans happened in an area of Mexico the U.S. warns people not to go to.
The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for the four Americans who traveled to Mexico for a medical procedure on Friday and were kidnapped after getting caught in a deadly shootout in Matamoros. Video posted to social media showed men with assault rifles and body armor forcing a woman into a pickup truck in broad daylight, with the other three appearing to be either wounded or dead.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. House Republicans have subpoenaed the former leaders of the National School Boards Association as part of their investigation into alleged mistreatment and silencing of parents who protested what they consider woke school policies or how COVID was handled. House Republicans may also reject one of President Biden's upcoming budget proposals, raising taxes on Americans earning $400,000 a year or more.
The president writing in an op-ed in the New York Times this morning, quote, "The budget I am releasing this week will make the Medicare trust fund solvent beyond 2050 without cutting a penny in benefits."
Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassone will get an update on the economy next hour when the Federal Reserve Chairman testifies at the Senate. Jerome Powell is expected to say the Fed may have to keep raising interest rates if inflation remains persistently high. The rate of annual increase in consumer prices has been dropping slightly in recent months. JetBlue is about to face turbulence.
It's likely the Justice Department will file an antitrust lawsuit to block its merger with Spirit Airlines. JetBlue says in a statement that it anticipated the possibility of the lawsuit when it set up an extended timeline to close the deal next year.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's called Cop City, a police training center under construction in Atlanta that's under fire from activists who claim police are prepping for urban warfare. There have been violent protests back in January and again on Sunday.
After a weekend protest turned into a riot at the site of the new public safety training facility outside Atlanta, causing damage to it, 23 people were charged with domestic terrorism. Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr told the Fox News Rundown podcast all but two were from out of state, Canada and France.
We are not Seattle. We are not Portland. We are not some of these places where folks look the other way and don't hold people accountable. This is Georgia.
The director of one community group said Carr and others are trying to criminalize and detach their movement from its homegrown origins. Carr says the irony is this facility was approved to help provide law enforcement the better training so many protesters demanded during demonstrations in 2020. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Texas is getting ready to lethally inject a convicted killer tonight. Gary Green murdered his estranged wife and her six-year-old daughter in 2009. His lawyers are trying to block the execution, claiming Green's intellectually disabled. Less than a year after a mass murderer was locked up for life in Tennessee, his father is now in prison.
Jeffrey Reinking has been sentenced to 18 months behind bars. He's the father of Travis Reinking, who shot and killed four people at a Nashville Waffle House in 2018. Jeffrey Reinking was convicted last May of illegal delivery of a firearm to a person who'd been treated for mental illness, his son, who had undergone treatment in 2016. Travis Reinking was submitted for an evaluation after telling first responders he believed Taylor Swift was stalking him and had hacked his cell phone. He was sentenced last February to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, ahead of the Fed chairman's testimony about the economy, stock futures are mixed, barely moving. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.